Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Schaden is to harm or to damage. Schaden, to harm. How would you say I harm? Ich schade. How would you say it harms? Es schadet. How would you say sugar harms? Zucker schadet. How would you say sugar harms the body? Zucker schadet dem Körper. You see, dem Körper. Why dem? Körper is actually der Körper, masculine. But schaden is a dative verb and it triggers dative articles and endings. And the dative masculine article is dem. So we say Zucker schadet dem Körper. How would you say sugar harms your body? Zucker schadet deinem Körper. You see, no matter which article, we carry on the same ending. Zucker schadet deinem Körper. The same EM. Deinem. Dem. Zucker schadet dem Körper. Sugar harms the body. Zucker schadet deinem Körper. Sugar harms your body. How would you say too much sugar harms your body? Zu viel Zucker schadet deinem Körper. How would you say too much sugar harms your health? Zu viel Zucker schadet deiner Gesundheit. You see, deiner Gesundheit. Deiner with ER at the end. Why? Actually, it's die Gesundheit, the health. Die Gesundheit, female. Words ending with Heit are female in German. Die Gesundheit. But since we're triggering the dative, because schaden is a dative verb, die Gesundheit becomes der Gesundheit. The female dative article is der, so we have an ER at the end, and we carry on the same ending. Zu viel Zucker schadet deiner Gesundheit. How would you say too much sugar harms the health? Zu viel Zucker schadet der Gesundheit. How would you say it harms the health? Es schadet der Gesundheit. How would you say it harms your health? Es schadet deiner Gesundheit. How would you say it harms your health if you eat too much sugar? Es schadet deiner Gesundheit, wenn du zu viel Zucker isst. You see, in German, wenn du zu viel Zucker isst. If you too much sugar eat. Wenn introduces a so-called subclause and the verb is kicked to the very end. If you too much sugar eat. Wenn du zu viel Zucker isst. How would you say it harms the health if you eat too much sugar? Es schadet der Gesundheit, wenn du zu viel Zucker isst. How would you say it harms your body if you eat too much sugar? Es schadet deinem Körper, wenn du zu viel Zucker isst? How would you say it harms your body if you drink too much caffeine? Es schadet deinem Körper, wenn du zu viel Koffein trinkst. How would you say it harms your health if you eat too much salt? Es schadet deiner Gesundheit, wenn du zu viel Salz isst. Great! Next time we'll go through the verb nachhaken, to dig deeper. Nachhaken, to dig deeper. Like when you want to dig deeper with a question. So here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I sent you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.